AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden will arrive in Rome this evening after announcing what he calls an historic framework with congressional Democrats on his domestic policy program. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The dollar total is half of what the president originally wanted, about $1.75 trillion worth of social services and climate change programs.
And when paired with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, will truly transform this nation.
The announcement came after he went to the Capitol to lobby divided Democrats.
Let's get this done.
After months of talk, some top priorities like paid family leave were left out.
No one got everything they wanted, including me.
That's frustrated some lawmakers, though the White House believes the slimmed-down package can pass the evenly split Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Facebook is changing its company name to Meta.
The word Meta comes from the Greek word meaning beyond.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the beyond includes a virtual computer-generated space.
The next platform and medium will be even more immersive, an embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse.
The change comes as Facebook deals with revelations about how the company ignored internal reports and warnings of harms that it has caused. The Justice Department agrees to pay $88 million to the families of the nine people shot and killed and the survivors of a racist attack at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. A faulty background check allowed Dylan Roof to buy the gun he used in his attack. Attorney Bukhari Sellers explains the significance of $88
million. 88 is steeped in so much white supremacy and hate. And so today we get to give a big... Close your ears, Jennifer, a big F you to the white supremacist and racist in this country.
The deal is still pending a judge's approval. This is AP News. A new poll gives President Biden his first underwater approval rating for the handling of the economy. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
The new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll shows 58% disapprove and 41% approve of the president's handling of the economy. In March, 60% approved. Only about a third of Americans think the nation is headed in the right direction. In the early months of Biden's presidency, roughly half said the nation was on the right track. And just 26% think things will improve in the next year, down from 43% in February. Now, 48% believe things will worsen in the year ahead. Mike Hempen, Washington.
No reason given, but the Vatican abruptly canceled the planned live broadcast tomorrow of President Biden's meeting with Pope Francis. Edited footage will be provided. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.